This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. This is Donna Lynn, and I'm accompanied once again with my wonderful husband,
accompanied.
Vince.
Oh, there's a different word.
Wow. Well, and also,
the thesaurus I got you for Christmas is doing something.
I am using it.
Okay.
Well, before we get started, I just wanted to, I don't know when this is being aired.
It'll be aired New Year's Day. It's New Year's Eve.
So I could say Happy New Year. That
sure,
would be okay.
Please do.
Oh, right. Everybody have a Happy New Year and a safe one and a healthy one.
Prosperous.
That would be really nice. Let's put that in there, too. Lots of adjectives for this new year.
New thesaurus, new words, you know.
I love it.
So what are your New Year's resolutions?
I want double penetration.
Wow. Most people want to lose weight, you know, want more wealth, want a new job.
I definitely want to do more threesomes.
Okay. Well,
we'll definitely
work on that then.
We've tried, and it's like a scheduling thing, or guys are funny with there's a... I'd be happy with another woman. I would love to have, tag team, with another woman and tag team a guy. That would be great. I would love that.
So would I.
A lot of men would love that.
I'm not picky about what the
threesome, dynamic is. I think would spice things up a little bit.
Sure. Never hurts.
No, never does. We'll have to be on the
more bodies, more orgasms.
I'm all about that.
Everyone should be. World be a better place if there's more orgasms.
I agree.
Who's got time for war if there's orgasms?
Yeah, I'm too busy getting laid. I mean, solves many problems.
I would hope. Just
get us on these boards of the UN or whatever these governing bodies are. We'll solve all the world's problems.
John Lennon song, give peace a chance, give more orgasms.
I'm telling you. It's on to something.
Think of how it went. I'm not sure.
give peace a chance.
Of course, with Yoko Ono, you sit there and go, really?
Hey, everybody has their hair.
It's like saltpeter with legs.
Hey, she's not my cup of tea, but, apparently.
That's not even the tea leaves at the bottom.
The dregs.
Jesus Christ.
Every
pot has a lid, right?
Yep. I think another New Year's resolution that we should try is more positive. But I think we need
I'm
to be
positive.
More positive.
She's not. She's.
All right. That one went.
I'm sure she's a sweet lady, though.
You can see his face.
I don't know.
Sarcasm doesn't transfer. Facial expressions don't transfer.
That's why I get away with so much more on podcasts.
You're talking all serious, but
you can't see my facial expressions. So that's a good thing.
There's a reason for that.
Take a look at Yoko Ono. Tell me I'm wrong. Jesus Christ. That's a face mom could love.
She has a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah. Okay. It's like nails on a chalkboard, a cat in a blender. Jesus Christ.
It's like that passes for singing. Hey, whatever.
Yeah. Well, of course, I don't sing either, but I don't put out records.
I don't try to put out records.
There's a difference.
I have a foot in reality. I have a foot in reality.
I think it's just a matter of her going, I have enough money.
I don't care.
I'm doing it. No one's going to pay for it, but I'm going to put one out because I guess I can have them. We do wish everyone a happy and healthy and prosperous new year.
About your resolutions?
None. No, I don't make resolutions. I told you this earlier. My theory is I don't need to wait till New Year's to start something. It's something I think I need to do. I should start it.
Yeah.
At the time, I think I need to start it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have any.
No, outside of the sex thing, I have no no real resolutions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still looking for a good job, and I think that's coming down the pike in the next couple of weeks. So that's going to be off the list. But I don't know. I hope we can come up with another year's worth of shows. January 10th will be our
second year?
Start of our third year.
Start of the third year.
We'll be wrapping up our second year now.
Holy moly.
This is like episode 173.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I over 150,000 downloads. Over 150. You guys need to get lives. So do we. More importantly, we do. Yeah. But no, we can't thank you for that.
All the alcohol we drank for everyone.
For you. We do it for you, not for me.
to get through one of these episodes.
How many shows did I have this year that I was a blithering idiot? Okay, everyone. But how many were I really drunk on?
Were you really drunk or just a blithering idiot?
Well, blithering idiot's every show, but the
drunk part.
Drunk, really excessive drunk was a.
Well, the only one I remember that was.
Oh, there's a couple I don't even remember.
Yeah, the one where my high school friend came over and I blew him and he came all over my face and you're watching me like, oh, I don't remember any of that.
No, I'm don't.
Like, we didn't videotape it. That was,
no, we didn't. No, I didn't. No, there was another couple shows. There was another couple shows we did.
You don't remember.
And like the next day, it's like, what was that about? I don't remember. Yeah.
The ones with Mr. Utah, where you were drunk? You guys are both drunk. I mean, come on.
The one with Utah, the one with the Back Bay thing.
You guys were pretty toasted?
Yeah, after that whole funny part.
Right. You don't remember anything?
It faded out, yeah.
I don't remember after the funny part.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I wasn't drinking that much either. Yeah, I had one drink.
That 4 days with Steven were... kind of a blur.
We're still recovering. That was in September. We're still recovering.
Yeah, can't wait for him to come back out.
Yeah, I need to take some B vitamins.
Hey, we haven't heard from Jay in a while.
No,
So I hope everything's going well.
Yeah, I'm used to you getting all
emails.
Yeah,
we get emails from
stuff.
A lot of different people.
Yeah, thank you.
Wayne, and I know his son's been going through some stuff, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his son, and his family. We haven't heard from
Mr. Bale,
and he sent an email a couple months ago and said he was okay.
But, that was it.
I don't know what's going on there. And we had a bunch of people. So we'd love to hear from you guys.
Email us
at
hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. I'm thinking of my linked, which is hotwifedonnalyn.com. Yeah, so,
which is fine. You can do that. So and then, again,
see, that's on my mind.
Our friends at Spunklube helping us. Again, they're sponsoring us, not just on the show, but...
they sent you some graphics to put in the new magazine.
Yeah, in the new magazine. Again, if you don't know about that yet, we have a new magazine. It's free. It's a digital publication. It is out, the first one. It's not as long as the next one's going to be. But if you go to, you have to spell it out, not the numbers, FIFTY, 50 Shades of Pleasure.com is the website. You go there, it's a free publication about different articles about swinging, and we'll have some articles about the podcast and what have you. Please check it out. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything. You know, obviously, not something you want your kids reading.
No.
But sometimes it's
just nice to see what other people have to say about certain topics.
Yeah.
Because we're not the be all end all. You know what I'm saying?
There's going to be things we might not have done a show on yet, we've done shows on. But we welcome you to submit your own articles to us. Yeah, you can email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Send us any articles you want to write up. If we think it's worthy of being in the magazine, we'll gladly put it in there and give you full credit.
Sure.
Sorry, we're not at a point to pay anybody. But you tell us what name you want us to give credit to, and we will. And
you can send him a Spunklube.
We'll send you some Spunklube.
There you go.
Make it between 200 to 500 words.
Yeah. Even sexy stories.
Well, yeah.
You know, like
it could
like
be something, an article about something you know. Mm-hmm. It could be an article, be a story you wrote. It could be an experience you had.
Yeah. Well, I love all those things.
Yeah. So, but, and there's also the magazine, the other magazine I just started back up. I used to have it out years ago called The Cigar Lounger. You can get that for free also. That's at thecigarlounger.com.
Wow.
It's the same thing. If you want to write articles for that, that is basically the concept of that is articles that are geared towards the average person sitting in a cigar lounge. You know, like a Cigar Aficionado is kind of pompous magazine, you know, talking about $1,000 cigars and golfing
in the Fiji
Islands while you flew there in your private airplane and drive your, you know, $200,000 Jaguar. But meantime, the guy who... he's a plumber. He's a plumber and can't really relate. So these are articles that they're knowledgeable. I have some recipes I throw in there. I have
look at you with the recipes.
Drink recipes too. And
I thought you meant like food recipes, and both
barbecue and some drink recipes and you know some knowledge based stuff, some factoids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm a busy little boy.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you were serving porn.
Well, between porn sites, yeah.
Of course.
Like, I need to serve porn. But anyway, so don't forget to check out Spunk Lube. And again, when you get to if you buy any product, and you should, you want to go and in the discount code area, type in Hot Wife, all one word, and you'll get 10% applied to your order.
Can't be that
not applied to you get taken off of your order. Yeah, 10% discount. It's like wow.
I get because 10% I listen to your podcast,
they add 10% on. Wow, there's an advantage. Yeah. Wow, you guys are great. Thanks.
Spunk Lube loves you guys.
What kind of fucking sponsor is that?
the alcohol kicking in? Is that what
No, not yet. Okay. No. Just I'm punch drunk today.
Yeah, I get it.
Cloudy day, cold, dreary. I'm achy all over. Just this kind of thing, sitting here bored to tears today. So.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll tell you what. In the next article, next magazine, sorry, I am going to put a code in there.
Okay. For?
If you respond to us. The first five that will respond to us when it's the magazine. I'll let you know more. You'll get free Spunk Lube.
Oh, okay. You're making a little contest then.
Yeah.
You're going to put a code inside the magazine and they have to find it.
And if you respond to us with it, you'll get, you know, some free Spunk Lube.
That works.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, tonight's topic.
Yes. Are swinger sites the same or becoming like the dating sites or vice versa?
Yeah, I think, the topic is, are swinger sites the new dating sites? So.
Yeah, that's interesting because I always would keep them, in my mind, they should be separate.
Well, they are.
Okay,
ultimately, both sites have one thing in common.
Sex.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get laid.
But dating sites, women are also looking for relationships and this and that. I can only speak.
Now, you don't put as much time in on SOS as I do.
Oh yeah,
swingerlifestyle.com. You're seeing more and more single people on SOS that are even saying they're looking for a relationship, looking for someone. They're putting like you would think it's like well. You know, we look at it, we're not looking for a relationship, we're looking for friendship and sex, yeah. You get the, I'm getting some sound here in my mic. They're looking on there for a relationship, but it's obvious, it's like, okay, I'm going to want to get laid, whether it's a male or female. You're not going on a swinger site and saying you don't want to get laid.
Right. I just feel like if you're looking for a relationship, a swinger site is not the right place. You're looking for love in all the wrong places because a swinger site's like, hey, I just want to fuck you. Then, you know, we'll see you next week or next month or maybe not at all.
Again, I can't speak to everyone, but maybe they had been in a relationship that they were swingers before. And they're like, okay, I'm not opposed. I find it erotic. Okay, I want to find a woman
okay,
that I can be in a relationship with. And you know what? I want to continue this swing.
There you go. Oh, I see. I see how that works. I mean, see how that works.
Unless someone fooled them in thinking that, well, no, you could just find a swinger and then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking it was somebody who's looking for a relationship and they're fishing the wrong pond, you know.
Well, but you also have people that are single that are, let's say, 40 plus.
Right.
They've been married for years, divorced.
Right.
They don't want games. Hey, I want someone I can hang out with and go fuck.
Well, yeah. Then you're a swinger.
Well, there you go. But if you go to a dating site.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama, I would imagine, more bullshit to jump through.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to it. No one hits me up on my dating profile. But so,
see, I told you they don't work. They don't work.
I don't know. They may. You know, so there's so many different sites out there for dating and swinging. But
yeah,
it depends on, I guess it all depends on what approach are you looking at in finding a mate.
Right.
You know, I mean, as a swinger, if you go on to a swinger site, you're not going to worry about someone cheating on you. Because if you're a swinger, it's like, okay, you're entitled to.
You're entitled.
Or it's like, hey, what's a share?
Yeah, if you're open-minded and you were looking for a relationship, a swinger site would be the way to go. But if you're looking for a traditional relationship, I still think it's the wrong pond.
Okay, well, let's pretend something happened to us.
Right.
To me, I die.
Right.
Okay.
I was just.
You have enough phone numbers in your phone book right now.
I don't
now.
Need to go
matter.
On this side. I can just go. Let's start with the A's, shall we?
Okay. Let's pretend. Let's pretend you, all those people said, "Well, no, I liked Vince. He was a good guy. I'm not going to do that. No, he's dead."
Okay, I have to
not
start
that
over
that
again.
That wouldn't happen, but let's pretend it did.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely.
Would you go to a dating site, or would you just go to a swinger site? At 63
site.
Years old,
I'm
are you
going to
look for someone that you're going to settle down with? And
well, I probably won't. Settle down, but you just put your line into the swinger site just for somebody to have fun with and have good sex.
Or
multiple people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely stay on shore. It's just.
And I don't know. In today's world, are people looking for, I mean, there are some that are looking for a relationship, that a one-on-one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But are more people like, no, I just kind of want to, you know, it's like, okay, I want to go out this Friday night.
Right.
And Joe over here. He can't go out, but, you know, I can call John, or I can call Bob, or I can call Mike and see which one's available.
That's true.
And it's like, you know what, all of a sudden, you know, like, Mike's getting kind of boring. You know, well, I mean, how many women or men date someone and find out after a few dates, like, oh, man, they're kind of boring. I really don't, you know, it's like, all he wants to do is talk about work. Or all he wants, you know, it's you know, all he just wants to do is go out to dinner, have a drink, and then go fuck. How about someone that wants to, I don't know, go bowling or whatever. I don't know what people
and
do
And then
anymore.
Go fuck.
Whatever. You know, let's go get all sweaty and then get nasty.
Get really sweaty.
Yeah. You know. But, I mean, I don't know. What do people do anymore? I'm old. I don't know.
You're old. Oh, geez.
I mean, again, I don't know. I'm not. I don't date that you know of.
No, not that I know of.
Yeah. But
like we've both been out of the dating scene for a long, long time.
At least 3 months. But
I mean, for us, I mean, it would just make sense to just stay on the swinger site. If I wasn't in your life, you just stay on the swinger site.
Yeah. And then,
you know, you'd have people you can hang with, people you can have sex with, people you can hang with and have sex with.
I think you're more likely to meet somebody to go have fun with. And I'm not even going to mean it just in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say have fun with. You could find people that work a second shift job. I mean, it's going to be a lot more laid back. It's not because it's not a quote unquote dating site.
Right.
It is, but not a relationship dating site.
Right.
It's a lot easier to get a date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you could easily contact someone and say, hey, I'm just looking to someone to, you know, are you available to go out to breakfast tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can do that. Okay. Let's go to breakfast. And then in the afternoon, you could sit there, hey, I'm heading to happy hour. You know, you could sit up like on Swing Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit up what they call hot dates. You can just put a posting up.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
And say,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I'm going to be at the
such and such bar.
Yeah, such and such bar at this time, on this date. Anybody wants to join me, love to have you there. See who shows up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it doesn't become a sausage fest. You know, well, is it you, then you want a sausage fest. To you, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But, you know, for dating.
Right.
You know, like, it seemed to have worked for Mickey.
Right.
You know, she went on to, you know, instead of going on to a dating site, she went on the swinger site and was having a lot of fun with a lot of different dick.
Right.
And she's kind of, in a way.
Narrowed it down to one.
One dick.
Ish. You know, whether they continue the swing or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
That's why I'm saying ish. Yeah, I mean.
I wasn't sure what the ish was about.
Yeah, it's a dick.
He's a dick-ish.
One dick-ish. But yeah, I'm sure there might be other times that it won't be just the one, but you never know.
That's their business.
Yep.
You know.
I got nothing to do with it, but yeah. I mean,
he's big into, like we talked about on the other show, he's big into being a voyeur and mm-hmm. then joining in. So, I mean, he'd be quite happy if she played with multiples.
Right.
You know, but him being the main.
Right.
We tried to do a podcast after that one. You were in bed.
Yeah.
It was Jack was a little too inebriated. So that show didn't make the air. That show made the ones that I was inebriated seem like nothing. and if I wasn't inebriated, inebriated enough to let that one go by, then you know it was a bad show. He was not in good shape. So. But
yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, not on our show. We never drink.
Not to me.
Oh my, never.
This water tastes funny. It's kind of
tastes like alcohol.
Tastes like Irish whiskey. I don't know. Tastes like Bushmore Lock. So, okay, yeah. Those who want to know what I'm drinking, I'm drinking Bushmill Black.
There you go. So good. It's a very nice
Irish whiskey.
Glad you like. Yes. I'm just doing my usual rum and coke. I'm very, very predictable. Bland. Very predictable. Yeah, there's not a lot of alcohols I'm really in love with. And I had a beer last night, so I don't want to do beer twice in a row. I know.
Ripping it up, man.
Yeah, well, these chocolate porters are for special occasions. You want to savor them.
My God, it's Saturday. It's a special occasion.
Well, we were watching.
It's Sunday.
It's a special occasion. That's what I'm saying.
I only drink on days that end in Y.
See, I don't drink just to drink. I drink for celebration. It's an elixir for celebrations.
whatever gets you through, baby. Whatever gets you through.
I don't just drink. I'm here to celebrate. Today is Sunday.
As we get older, we have to celebrate every day. Of course, when I was younger, I celebrated.
Yeah, that's true. I think you celebrated a lot more when you were younger.
I miss my 20s.
You miss your brain cells?
I miss my 20s and those brain cells, yeah.
Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I wasn't that
bad. No, you weren't.
I partied a lot, but I wasn't that bad.
I drank enough for my 20s for both of us, so. Yeah. But yeah, so the aspect of, and I'd be interested in hearing people's response out there is, you know, if you were, somehow something happened to your relationship and you decided you still wanted to date.
Right.
Would you go on a dating site or would you go to a swinger site?
Yeah, definitely a swinger site.
Depends on what you're looking. Would you be looking to have a relationship that, I mean, you could find it on both, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But chances are more on a swinger site, you're going to, you know, you might be able to find a married woman that her husband lets her go out and play, i.e. you,
that's
or something
true.
Like that, you know. Or, you know, do you want to find a woman who is unattached and wants to make you meals and, you know, just eventually move in with you or whatever, or you want someone that you can go have fun with in all sorts of ways. In and out of the bedroom, and then you go home to your own bed and, you know, do whatever.
Sometimes that's more comfortable. But the thing I did find out,
as we get older, we get more fixed in our ways. And, we have our one friend, the gardener from Jersey. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, a super intelligent,
very
nice.
Very fixed in his ways.
Very fixed in his ways.
Very
rigid. Very rigid.
Yeah.
It's like, he's, this is how I do things. And I said, well, don't you want to do it like this way? Nope. Yeah.
Like, I as only, an example, we're saying about it, he's a great guy, about talking ill. You know, if Don and I order a burger, we get cheese on it, we get lettuce.
Oh, I junk it
up. We get tomato, ketchup, mayonnaise, pickles.
Avocado.
Mustard, whatever.
I want to pile that shit on.
Just no onion. But anyway, when this gentleman orders a burger, he's like, no cheese.
Nothing.
No anything, just the burger. The burger. And the bread.
And the bun.
Yes, the bread.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. Actually, and there's nothing wrong with that.
If it's a good meat, a good burger, I get it. I get it.
Still a little something.
A little something I would like.
But they say, hey, I bought a really good car. I bought a BMW, but you know what? I got it stripped down to nothing. There's no radio.
There's no radio.
It's got plain hubcaps on it. Okay. It doesn't have a sunroof. Doesn't have GPS. Doesn't have digital readout. Okay. It's got, you know, fucking vinyl seats and plastic
Doesn't
floor.
Have a motor. You got to pedal it with your feet.
It's just got it, but it's a BMW. It's a good car. But it's got, you know, the four-cylinder motor, no turbocharge, no horsepower.
It's a Toyota Corolla.
It just has all-season regular tires that they got off of Chevy. It's, you know, it's like it's got no trunk space. It's a good car.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know,
A little bells and whistles kind of adds a spice. I'm not saying you have to go, you know.
Ape shit.
Yeah, you don't have to, empty the kitchen onto this fucking thing.
Pretty nice if you have a decent radio. I don't even have a decent radio in my car. It's static. Then we'll static, I can kind of hear music. And there's a couple of stations that come in, but only during, like, my trip to my second job, during point A, and then halfway through, I have a radio station. Then it disappears, and it's static again.
We'll get you a new radio.
Oh, so. I don't care. I have more fun just going through static. And there are certain stations that just don't come in at all. There's nothing. Well, it's just silence. There's nothing.
Okay, well, we'll get you a new radio. It's not that much. But,
it's not that big a deal.
Back to the regular topic. I just think that the swinger sites give you, I actually think you might, again, I don't have any experience on dating sites. I would think you have more variety and probably lower standards.
That's a good way to put it.
It sounds wrong. No. What I'm saying is I think someone on a dating site is going to be more particular low who they go standards. Out on a date with. No. I think the people on a dating site would be a little more particular who they go out with.
Oh, sure.
Where on a swinger site, it's like, yeah, I'll go out.
I would say in certain circumstances, yes. Yeah. And then we have met some very picky people. Come on.
Sure. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I'm just saying I think the percentile is higher that you would get a date on a swinger site than you might on a dating site.
I think people on a swinger site are definitely a little more laid back.
Well, you're also going to be a little more open on a swinger site. You're going to be able to sit there and say, hey, I enjoy this, I enjoy that, I don't enjoy this. And people are like, yeah, I'm with you on that. That's great, yeah. So you have some commonality. On a dating site, you can't sit there and go, I love my nipples twisted. I like big carrots up my ass while we make out.
I was just going to say something like that.
It's like, but on you can't say that on a dating site. On a swinger site,
that might be your first conversation.
That's what I'm saying. And a swinger site, you sit there and go, okay, we're jumping, you know, we're going past the first three gates.
Because why would I,
So if we get to that point,
I want to make sure that we're compatible.
After the date, we're hitting the produce section.
Yeah. Okay. So get those monster carrots that they have.
You keep buying them up.
Got it. There's a produce store. I don't think it's all over the country.
I think they get those from Chernobyl.
Oh, my God. They're about as thick as my wrist and almost as long as my arm. It's like, good God. And our friend would
masturbate. They use those on some of the vets that came home with no legs. They just bolt them
here,
on.
It's like, here, this carrot will be your leg for a while.
Yeah, but I would think, I don't know. Yeah, My guess is it would be a better option for you dating. I mean, hopefully, not everybody. There's going to be people that are religious and, you know, again, they want to wait till they get married to have sex. And that's your right to be boring. Hey, it is their right.
It is their right.
Okay.
It's not boring. It's their right. It's what they're what they believe. Leave it.
Yeah.
Let them do what they want to do.
And that's sit at home alone by themselves.
That's fine.
But no, that's fine. But you know.
But I have heard circumstances where there are women who are very. It was women. It was not men. They're very frustrated because they did try finding a relationship on a swinger site, and some of their that they were getting comments from people, I assume men, that were saying, "You're on the wrong site. You're on the wrong site." So I get where it could go one way or the other, and if you're well, open,
you can't
to
go on a swinger site and be a prude.
No, oh no, no.
You know, a guy might contact you on a swinger site as an example,
right?
And sit there, go, "Oh my God, you're a beautiful lady. Looks like you have incredible tits." Okay. You can't get offended by that.
No, I can't get offended.
You
by
can't
it.
Put prudish pictures up. On a swinger site, you're going to put bikini pictures or nudes or partial nudes or whatever, revealing for the most part. Not everyone does.
And then in your gallery, you can put some juicy stuff too.
You can put room. You can just show the farm. But we're on a dating site. Yeah. You're limited to what you can show.
Right.
And people, and that's what I'm saying. People on a generic dating site would get offended, like, "Oh my God, this asshole made a comment about my tits."
Right.
Well, you're on a swinger site, generally, like, this bastard didn't comment on my tits. You know?
Yep. If they don't comment on your tits, and you know that, maybe he's not into me.
It really helps.
Oh no.
It really helps narrow down to a little more of compatibility, if you think about it.
At least sexual compatibility.
Yeah, well, that's compatibility.
That's
ultimately in a dating scenario. You're looking for compatibility
across the board.
Even if it doesn't go, doesn't go to marriage or whatever, you're looking for someone that you can go out with. Even on, "Hey, I'm going out to have dinner with this person."
Right.
Might not go any further than dinner, but at least at dinner, I can have a conversation and everything else.
No, so. I agree. I it is all about compatibility. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So.
But again, I'm just. I would definitely use it as a dating site, but I think for some reason people get sucked into it. Then they're disappointed that people are what they would consider like lewd comments or sexually.
There's assholes on every site.
I'm not saying they're being assholes. There would be like comments that might be sexy. This person's like, "Well, wait a minute, I don't even know you.
Don't go on a swinger site.
So for them, it might not be such a good idea.
ChristianMingle.com. Then I don't,
Or our time, if you're older.
I am not putting that down. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't know. But again, compatibility. If you have religion as something that's in your life, then
Christian mingles where you want to be.
Where you want to be.
And that's fine.
And if you have sex, then
you
probably
like the smell of cow manure, then you want to go meetafarmer.com or whatever the fuck that site is. Bangasheep.com, whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not judging.
Yeah, what was that site called? I don't remember.
I don't care.
There's so many, like, for different categories, they have something for everybody. If you're over the age of 40 or 50, it's like our time.
Yeah, it should be called While We Have Time.
While We Have Time. Oh, yeah, I was on that site called God's Waiting Room.
I was on the site Knocking on Heaven's Door. OneFootInTheGrave.com.
I'm the youngest person on there.
OneFootInTheGrave.com. That's for like rich people that are about to die looking to get laid one last time.
One last time.
Tell me how popular that site would be.
I don't know how to answer that question. It could be scary.
It'd be more people on there trying to find somebody than people registering.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that's like crypt keepers on there trying to get laid. Anyway, all right. Yeah. Well, with that said, I think we covered that topic.
Yeah, I'm still thinking of the the old people knocking on Evan's door.
Pimp my walker.
Pimp my walker. Come on, I'm sorry. I got a chuckle out of that one. There's a reason. But yeah, sitting there with, looking all kind of sexy with his
smooth out my wrinkles.com.
Smooth out my wrinkles. There you go. Like a lounge with my walker here. Now I'll use my cane because
Dirty
I'm sexy.
Depends.
Dirty Depends.
Oh. No. Too soon? Too disgusting? Okay.
Too soon. It's always too soon for that one. There's a line. Vince just walks right over it.
Fuckmygrave.com. I mean, so anyway. Again, please email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Check out Donna's stuff at hotwifedonnalynn.com.
Yep.
Check out Spunk Lube at spunklube.com. Don't forget Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code. The magazines, especially, check out 50 Shades of Pleasure, F-I-F-T-Y, not the number 50.
Yep.
And, you know, enjoy them. And, you know, we'll have a great and safe and prosperous new year. And we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.